wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Ah, Genius Bar. That's my intro for this week. Dude, Sam, I thought...
That was so much less impressive.
I know, it was so bad. So last week you had a fantastic intro. And so in my notes, almost like right after we get done recording an episode, I start writing the notes, my notes for the following week.
Oh my God.
And the very first thing I put was, it's my turn to do the intro next week. It has to be funny. Because yours was hilarious. And I was like, well, I have to outdo Sam. But the reason we're recording this a day late and putting it out a day late, because I've been sick for the last few days. Nobody knows that. I haven't told anybody.
Yeah.
But I've been sick and I feel like I got face fucked by the Mucinex guy. So fuck the funny intro. I can't do it. That's all I got. I just blew my entire load with that intro. All right.
Dude.
For the rest of the show. It's just you.
Okay, great, great. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Genius Bar, best podcast in the world. Hey, do I still have that voice memo from you a few days ago of what you sent to me, of what you sounded like? Because it was
you might,
bad.
Yeah. You
it
might.
It was so bad.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show. We'll play it now.
Okay.
Sam, my voice is all fucked up. I'm very sick. I'm real sick somehow. But I'm drinking lots of tea, so I could try to record a podcast this weekend.
Okay, so that was the voice memo. I was bad, dude.
I don't think I have it. Do you save it in the chat?
I'm sure I have it.
Okay, good.
Wait, do your voice memos, do you have it just set to go away?
I think they expire in 2 minutes.
Nah. Why do you do that?
I don't think, that's the default.
No. Well, why don't you change the default? Defaults are meant to be changed.
It's supposed to be easy for the user, John.
No, I want to keep that shit. If you say something incriminating, I got it.
Oh, God.
So I have them forever.
I also do find it hilarious that the options for audio message is after 2 minutes or never.
Yeah.
That's it.
In between.
That's it. Two minutes or never. Oh, so dude, now we're on never.
Really, I need to keep it because I'll forget what you said after 2 minutes and I have to go back and listen to it. Yeah, Corinne and I babysat our nephew like early last week, and he's like a little ball of disease. The kids are like a little vehicle for sickness because I don't get sick. Well, of course, I don't go out. I don't put myself in a position to get sick ever.
Yeah.
But this kid with a little bundle of sick came in. He didn't seem sick. He seemed fine. But within 2 days, I'm dead. I died. That's what happened. And I couldn't talk. I mean, you heard the voice memo. And we usually record on Fridays, and I sent Sam a voice memo being like, this is it. I can't talk. This is what I sound like. And I sounded like that up until like yesterday. And my voice started when I woke up this morning, it was gone. And I was like, oh shit, what am I going to do? So I started drinking a bunch of hot tea. Here I am. We're good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy that your voice sounds better. It's ironic because I feel like my voice is going now. I think you infected me over the earwaves.
Because
I've been recording a bunch of stuff with just my friends this weekend because we film these funny short films, which, by the way, are public on YouTube that no one has ever found. You can find me doing all kinds of random stuff in these short films.
Now
they're
on
my
mission.
They're my friend's YouTube channel. Literally, the paper trail has been there.
You know
years.
That somebody will find it now. One of these listeners is going to find it.
Yeah. And it's something that I've literally never talked about publicly. I have this thing where when I start something new, I know it's cringe and I don't want to share it. Like these are cringe, the shorts in general, but like I've had like other channels. Like I have a Tesla channel, but I never talk about it because I just feel like it's not that good. And I don't like promoting things that I don't think.
Oh,
I think
it's good. I've seen it.
I mean, it's okay. It's
I'm subscribed actually, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found it. I don't even know if you shared it. One of the videos got recommended. I was like, wait a minute, is that Sam?
They know it's all linked to the same at Gmail address.
I'm watching, it's like, yep, it's definitely Sam. I was like, is this old? Is this something he used to do? Nope, it's new. He's doing it right now. He's not telling anybody.
I upload like once every 3 months.
You're trying to be all secretive.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you ever have that when you start something new and it's not exactly
what
you
want? Oh, yeah. I feel that way every time I put out a Front Page Tech episode.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is cringe. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It feels weird because like sometimes there are videos that I'm like, damn, this is a good video. I'm so proud of this. Like you've worked on it hard. And then other times, like I was just recording today and it's just like, you're like doing a bunch of stuff in the background. Like I've already worked for 6 hours today and I haven't even started editing yet. And it's like, how is this? Do I want to be an influencer? I don't know.
You know how you tweet new videos when they go out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I just hope no one sees them. I just put them out and just hope for the best.
Honestly,
speaking of
fair.
Hoping no one sees it. Oh, fuck. So this is episode 7. Uh-huh. Episode 6 of Genius Bar carried the very unfortunate title of 'Twas the Night Before Invites. My idea, by the way. I chose that title. I will take full responsibility. I told Sam, I was like, what do you think about this title? And he's like, yeah, I like that. Let's go with it. And here we are. Oh, dude. So, did you like the Apple invites that went out last week?
Oh, dude, it was so good. See you there. I'm still mad about that, man. That got me. I was so excited. I thought you were the first person that got it. How long did you spend on that image?
Oh, maybe an hour too long.
I was just going to say, like, that looks like literally if that would have, you could have just fooled everybody. If you wouldn't have put the hair thing, that would have fully gotten me to like, be like,
dude, I did fool some people. Fucking, what was it? MS Power User, the website?
My God.
News website published it.
And then they redirected it to your tweet.
Oh, dude, it's even better. So I put out this fake Apple invite. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw it. It said, see you hair, because I have to shave my eyebrows. By the way, I still have them right now. I have to shave. I'm shaving them tonight, though.
So oh, my God.
I'll make sure to send you a picture, Sam.
Jesus. Can you mark that as NSFW?
Yeah. So tomorrow, when people are listening, they will probably have already seen me without eyebrows. Unless something miraculous happens and we have an event tomorrow, which we won't. But
yeah. I mean, do you think what? Here's my thing with the 23rd. I mean, everybody said that date. So is that when we're going to see a press release?
I mean.
Like, I don't think so, but it is weird.
I don't think so either. I don't see us getting a press release. And this is, I'm so glad that you and I talk like off air.
Yeah.
And just as buds and text, because nobody would believe me. But
no.
I showed that screenshot on Front Page Tech of that really crazy good source telling me last month that the event was in April and not March.
Yeah.
And screenshots are cool and that helps you like establish a timeline and a date, but screenshots can be faked. I have you though who can corroborate this, because the day I was told that, I sent the text to you. I sent that to you. And we were both like, I don't know about that. That seems weird.
Yeah, dude. I mean, literally that's how it went. Like you sent me that because you were like, I think I want to be hearing from this person soon. And then it happened. And then you sent it to me. And every time you would ask a message, they were just like, April, smiley face. And I mean, you cut this part from the pod if you don't want to talk about this publicly and you want to keep it private.
Okay,
but like,
ahead.
I know that when you asked that source about an iMac, they did say something.
Yes, that source, oh, man, I wish I could tell you guys just how it's like a fucking professional operative is what
but
this
we
is.
Cannot,
it's like
yeah, we literally cannot go into detail.
Yeah, it's like CIA level stuff. And it's crazy how they get the information, but really it's crazy how it's relayed to me. But the source is never wrong. Like they are crazy down to every last detail accurate. They've never given me any wrong information. They said April from the very beginning. And I didn't listen. It just seemed too weird. I even told Sam, technically you're in trouble too, because technically for as long as I've known April, you have known April as well.
Yeah, like 5 minutes later, I think, because you showed it to me and I thought that they were saying like some products in April, which I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like we got the iPhone SE in April of 2020. But yeah, they were saying like everything in April.
Yeah, I had asked specifically about the March event. And they're in context. The next text was April, not March. Winky face.
Yeah, literally. I know you.
And for some reason, I was like, nah.
Yeah. No, you sent me the images. I'm looking back. Yeah, it was literally like, what was it, February?
It was February 24th, 25th, around that time.
Yeah. And this is this the source that told you about AirPods Max?
It's the same one.
Wow. So yeah, they are good. And like you've shown me the AirPods Max text that they sent you. And yeah. I'm literally looking, it says it was 4 days before AirPods Max came out. And remember, AirPods Max were not like a rumored to be coming out product. They were like, we really don't know yet. And 4 days before.
And also, we didn't know the name. We thought they were AirPods Studio.
No, literally name, price, the fact that it's coming in multiple colors, the date, the time, and the person was like, and it's accurate.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My renders of AirPods Max. They were like, what'd they say? Like, good job on your renders?
Yeah, literally.
Dude, can you believe that that's that same source that you and I both know is crazy accurate?
Yeah. No, it's insane.
We both saw they said April and we both went, nah.
Well, it's just.
I don't understand what the fuck happened.
Weird. Okay, here's what I'm confused about, right? Because you would think, and I know you said in your video, you were like, I think Apple put out these dates to screw with us. But did you see what Gurman said last week?
Mark
Gurman,
yeah. Which
he was
is
like, no, he screenshotted this Apple Insider article that said Apple likely ceded the March 23rd date to find sources. And Gurman was like, no.
Yeah.
Like
he
just
said,
straight up.
Nope. In his super salty Gurman way.
Yeah. And he was like, no. So I'm like, that almost would suggest that he knows something.
That's and, what I'm saying. Is he Tim Cook? I doubt it. The thing.
He's
so,
not. He's definitely not.
Here's the thing about Mark Gurman. He doesn't like me, which is fine. I would love to have him on this show. But there's been, I mean, I've told you, Sam, there have been times where I privately message him. Like the day AirPods Max came out, I sent him a message on Twitter congratulating him because it was a story that he worked on for like 2 or 3 years. And I was like, it probably feels great to finally have these out. Congratulations. Good job. No reply, of course. But so Gurman, when he was like, when he said nope to the Apple Insider article about Apple sort of ceding this date out to leakers, the wrong date, by the way, he just said nope. And he attached his tweet from earlier in March where he said, where that tweet was quoting the March 16th event where he was like, narrator, there isn't one or there won't be one or something, meaning there won't be an event on March 16th. And you made an Apple Track article that sort of quoting Gurman saying no March event because Mark Gurman says so. And he went out of his way to tweet you, reply to you, clarify that that's not what he said. What he was specifically referring to was no event on March 16th. And in context, the way he put his tweet made it seem like there was in fact a March event.
Yes.
But it wasn't going to happen on March 16th. So him saying nope to Apple ceding the wrong date just seems like his typical Gurman saltiness because I'm involved.
You know what? I don't
He deleted think... that tweet to you, by the way.
Wait, really?
That tweet is gone. So
what?
I am convinced.
Wait, that adds a new level to the story if he did that.
That's what I'm saying. Gurman deletes tweets when he's wrong. And
does he? Has he done that before?
Yes. He's done that a lot in threads with me.
Whoa.
Yeah, wait, I've called him out on that before. It's been like this fun thing. Gurman deleted his tweet.
Yeah.
So now he's framing it as though he always knew that it was in April. But
yeah.
If that's the case, why did he delete his tweet to you?
Yeah, I'm in the article. If you guys
because
want proof
in
of
context,
this,
that tweet really matters. It tells a lot.
It is embedded in the article still, which you can always tell a tweet's been deleted when it's just the raw text there. And I have not touched this article and it is there. It says February 20th, 2021. The tweet is now unavailable.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
now that's
what
really
I'm
interesting.
I'm convinced that Mark Gurman thought it was on the 23rd. That he was also told the 23rd. He didn't publicly say it, but he rarely says publicly dates like that. Mm-hmm. Rarely. And unless it's like the day of. He does not give hard dates like that.
And he doesn't.
Because he deleted that tweet, it really feels like he also thought it was March 23rd. When all this stuff came out about Apple seeding stuff, he deleted the tweet, and now he's framing it as though he knows all. He knew it the whole time. It was always April. But if that's the case, why delete the tweet? I have a lot of respect for Gurman. In terms of just sheer numbers and amount of rumors and accuracy, he's the best in the business.
Yeah,
but
literally.
He does have a habit of deleting tweets And it could be nothing, but I mean, deleting it is awfully suspicious like that.
That
and
is
it's fine because we were all told the wrong date. It's totally fine. I've come out and in Front Page Tech and on Twitter just said, like, you know, I want to be able to give the excuse because a lot of people would buy that shit on Twitter because a lot of people think like, oh, it was definitely the 23rd and they moved it to fuck with you. But I said flat out, no, we were wrong the entire time. This whole leak was wrong. There was not an ounce of truth in this.
That is really interesting. I don't know if Gurman is so salty rather than he cares a lot about his reputation and track record. And I think he knows that there is the potential for things to be a bit misconstrued. And that's why he does not speak on dates publicly, because by naming a date, you have an immense risk behind your name.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm not at all saying that he should give us dates. I'm just saying that the tweet that he deleted makes me feel like he also thought it was the 23rd behind the scenes.
I think I would agree. Based on that, I didn't know that tweet being deleted until right now. I definitely think that does suggest that he believed it would be in March, because I said, I think the headline was like Apple March event canceled, or Apple March. No, I think it was Apple March event not happening. And then he replied to that tweet and said, I was referring to no event on the 16th.
Which, why clarify that specifically?
Which if you always knew it was happening in April, you wouldn't say I was referring to no event on the 16th. You would say yeah, or no comment, because that would be true. So I mean, I think that's what it means. I love Gurman's stuff. He is so accurate. He's 90%. He knows what he's up to, but I think he also knows how tricky dates are, and that's why he doesn't talk about it. And
oh, yeah, that's
sure,
totally fine.
I think he gets some pleasure for sure out of seeing, you know, other leakers that are less accurate than him maybe lose some credibility points. Sorry, John, I will have to update your Apple track on this one. Kang's will be updated as well, everybody.
I mean, can I just a couple more dollars, Sam?
I know. It's just not enough, John.
Oh, man.
It's not enough, man. But yeah.
AdSense revenue. I just, maybe next month will be better. Just hold off. Don't update it until next month. Just be busy until then.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, I love Gurman, and I would also love to have him on if one day he would love to. He's always welcome. At the same time, he leaks in a very, you guys basically leak in different ways. And I understand. I understand both of your perspectives equally. I feel like, well, obviously not equally, because I don't fully understand. But I'm saying you guys both share information in two totally different ways. Uh-huh. He also, like, is writing for Bloomberg. Like, John, imagine if you were writing for the New York Times. You could not share information like you share it when it's you.
Right.
Because it's not going to be...
I could just casually tweet it.
Because, yeah, when Gurman gets something wrong, it's going to be people coming for Bloomberg, the paper, not necessarily for Gurman. Like, you have to remember, when you're reading online, it's like, you know, people see the headline. It's like, oh, New York Times had a bad take here. And sure, it was like this shitty journalist, but it was like, they had a bad take here, or this other place had this bad take. For you and me, it's us. There is no one else to blame when we get something wrong than you and I.
Right. And one of us has to shave our eyebrows.
And one of us has to start an OnlyFans. So if anybody has any tips.
You're going to do that, right? You're going to follow through?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so? You have to.
I have a... I have a kind of a funny story to share. I almost got reverse catfished by somebody posing to be an OnlyFans model.
How recently was this, Sam?
Oh, it was 2 days ago.
Oh, shit. Okay,
I mean, listen, there's this girl, okay? Obviously, I'm not familiar with every corner of adult entertainment on the earth, so, you know, when I see a picture of someone that's like, kind of pretty, you know, I'm like, okay, you're kind of pretty. And
you just look like a normal person that I would see at Walmart.
Literally, it was just like this girl, she was pretty. And so then I, like, they started reposting photos, and I was like, oh, this person's like, they kind of look cool, you know. I guess it's like, I don't know, if you do OnlyFans, it's cool, whatever. And
where did you discover this person?
They followed me. So then I DM'd them as a meme and was like, LOL, any tips for starting at OnlyFans? Please send help. And then they were like, it's okay, Sam, you don't have to start it. And then I was like, yeah, I think you're one of like the only girls that follows that, like me or anybody that does tech. And then I noticed at the bottom of one of the photos that they reposted while we were DMing that there was a watermark in the bottom right. takes you to a different account of someone who does this professionally and has like 3 million followers.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
was this person posing as the real person, or was it just like a fan account?
And you want to know how I found out it wasn't actually them? Because I'm like, you know, maybe I thought of you, John. I was like, maybe this is like their shadow account, right? They just have like a little mini. So, I went to their likes on Twitter. Exclusively gay porn.
Oh.
Only guys.
Yep.
Fully nude.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, well, it makes sense why they're coming for you. Dude, remember we had that story about how that website, that forum was talking about you, that gay...
it continues.
What was it?
It was just
exclusively a gay forum?
I don't think so. I think it was just a forum site that had... You know, it's like this, like these people like use it for this reason.
Gotcha. Well, they didn't post the right picture of you. It was just like, it was a picture of you completely clothed and a huge mask on.
Yeah.
But a couple of weeks ago, I saw you posted a shirtless picture on Instagram. So they really missed out. They were like,
give the people what they want. But yeah, if there are any real OnlyFans, I don't know, people out there, you could hit me up. We can collab. No, I'm just
kidding. No watermark.
Dude, please. I'm not going to do NSFW. Like, I know there's people in my audience that are like secretly hoping that's going to happen, but like, I can't just start posting pictures of my dick. Like, nor do
Sam,
I really want
to. A promise is a promise, okay?
But
when you say, I will start an OnlyFans, you know what the first thought of, when you say that to somebody, you know they immediately think of boobies and wieners.
I know, but I can't post my wiener.
You can't disappoint the
John,
people.
John, I can't. I can't.
You put yourself in this position. You should have thought this through.
I did think it through. And last time I checked, you motherfucker said air tags were coming in March. Okay. So hop off my wiener.
I did say that.
And maybe I wouldn't be in this.
I'm going down too.
I know. But I don't know.
It's
not eyebrows.
Like you have to start an OnlyFans and I'm coming out of this unscathed.
Yeah. We both took one for the team here.
Dude, good news though.
Okay.
So, you know, people have been sending me screenshots of like, it takes 3 to 4 months to grow your eyebrows back. But did you know that if you shave them, it's not the same thing as if you wax them or pluck them because you're just sort of, you're shaving off the surface of your eyebrows. There's still hair under there.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
Which means it grows back much faster.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say H3H3 shaved his eyebrows a few weeks
ago. Dude, I did. That's the first thing I did. When I realized I had to do this, I went back through his videos to try to see how long it took him to look like he had eyebrows.
That's awesome.
In like a panic. I'm typing H3H3 eyebrows. And I think it was the Frenemies podcast was when I first saw it. So I was like looking through episodes being like, oh my God, it's been like 4 weeks and I still don't see shit. I'm screwed.
I love Frenemies so much. It's so great. But dude, thank God that it's not going to be that bad because, yeah, I mean that.
I ordered some stuff. I ordered some fake eyebrows and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It'll be great. I'm going to wear ridiculous stuff on my face.
Oh, that's a really good call. I love that.
Or like that like typical disguise, the glasses with the eyebrows and the big nose and the mustache.
That's I'm gonna perfect. Get that. You know, maybe I shouldn't have said I'm not gonna do NSFW for OnlyFans because that'll get more people in the door if I say
it would.
Yeah, maybe I should like say that.
As much as I'm like, oh fuck, what did I do? I have to shave my eyebrows. Karina's not gonna have sex with me for one. My life is ruined for like a few months at least. But then I'm thinking like, dude, the views, like people are writing articles about this shit.
Yeah.
It's great. It's honestly like, and then at the end of the year, you know, at the end of last year, we're thinking about stuff that happened. Like at the end of 2020, I was like, 2020 was a big year for me. I mean, it was kind of, you know, the whole shitty pandemic thing happened.
Yeah.
But like the iPhone SE happening early in the year. And now I'm thinking, okay, the end of 2021, my memory will be earlier in the year. I shaved my fucking eyebrows like an idiot. That's so, we're starting off real strong here. And all the money from the episode is going to Wigs for Kids, which I think is a really cool charity.
That is awesome. I'm so happy you did that. I want to do more charity stuff. We should start planning like a charity for this podcast or something that we can do.
Cause that'd be really cool.
I want to do more charity work. I did a fundraiser for the NAACP last summer. But that's like the you only did? Yeah, back on my channel. I did it for, I believe I ran it for a month. And I think the day that WWDC happened was like 30 days after I started it. And I was really happy. Like we raised, I think, $1,200.
That's awesome.
I think it was 2 weeks, but yeah, I was really, really proud of it. I was like, man, like it was the first time I'd ever actually seen my platform. I was like, wait, we can like move dollars like with these people. And I mean that with, you know, and I'm not saying like we can move money from it, but like really you can like make a difference, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so we're not donating money. I expect everyone in the audience to shave their head and donate their hair. That's what this is. That's what this is about.
Yeah. Please.
Not really.
Yeah, dude, so, that's awesome though. That'll be exciting. So it's going to be in the episode that drops on Tuesday.
Yeah. All the ad revenue from that episode will be donated along with, there'll be a link where people can donate directly. I was just thinking like, so there were some people behind the scenes working out a sponsorship for me where they were like, if you're going to do this, you might as well like milk it and make some money from it. So
yeah,
they talked to some of the typical like men's grooming people and we're like, you know, we'll get them to sponsor you and you can make some money from this. And at first I was like, yeah, that's dope. I want to do that.
Yeah.
But literally after thinking for like 5 minutes, I was like, actually, like I think the better use of this, instead of me profiting off of this and doing some, just this is a dumb thing. And instead of just like, you know, just watching somebody shave their eyebrows because they got an apple leak wrong, I think it'd be really cool if it made some sort of impact somewhere. And Wigs for Kids was the first charity I thought of because since I'm shaving something, I wanted it to be hair related. And so when I lived in Ohio, Wigs for Kids, their headquarters was local to me and I really loved them.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I used to have super long hair, like down to past my nipples. In junior high?
What?
Yeah, I should send you a picture. I'll find a picture and send it to you.
Wait, can you post that to the Twitter?
Yes. Oh, actually, there are full YouTube videos of me with that hair.
What? And they're out?
Yeah,
they
I'll
on
find
the,
them.
Whoa.
You can, I think they're private, but I'll find them and I'll send them to you and we'll post it on the Genius Bar Twitter. But I cut all that hair off and donated it.
Whoa.
Nice. So, yeah, I really love that charity. I think they're really cool.
Yeah.
And, just right now, especially in the lives of, you know, many children who are sick, like they make custom wigs for kids who lost their hair for like diseases or treatments, medical treatments like chemo or children that have burn injuries. So I think it's a really cool charity.
Dude,
something cool to come out of it because of a stupid mistake that I made. But there was no way for me to know, dude. I was so sure about that date.
I know. I got to start planning. I'll tell you some crazy ideas that I have after we stop recording for my end of the bargain. But I don't know.
You're going to do it though, right?
There will be an OnlyFans. There will be an OnlyFans. Okay. OnlyFans.com/IUpdate I don't know. What should I do for you?
Oh, it has to be iUpdate.
Yeah, it has to be iUpdate.
You gotta stay on brand.
Yeah. So no, there will be on April 1st, I just have committed. There will be something on that page. So
God damn it. What date did you just say?
Exactly.
Damn it, Sam.
No, there will be something there, unironically. It just also happens. Wait, do you still want to do that idea I told you about like 3 months ago on April Fool's?
I think that'd be great.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the show.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's got to be a surprise.
So this episode is not at all what we expected. We thought, dude, we sound so stupid.
I know. We talked
in the last episode
about what
we were like, let's record our live reaction to the event. Like we were strategically planning at the end of the last episode, like idiots. Being like, let's do a live reaction to the event and that can be the episode. And then I went a step further and was like, I'll try to get the event early.
Yeah.
Dude, not only did I not get the event early, I was wrong about the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
We were so sure.
So what's the date in April? When is the April event happening, John?
I don't want to say. I'm afraid to say. I told you, didn't I?
No. You didn't give me a date.
Okay. I'll censor this part out. April.
Okay. That's
did
what
you
I,
get that?
Yes. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but now I'm terrified to say dates.
But did you hear that from the big source or a different one?
The so I heard it from a different one, and I sent it to the big source, and they just sent me a winky face. So what do you think that means?
Is this person love to dream in the way they communicate? Like, can we just get non-emoji?
Yeah, love to dream does everything in emojis.
Yeah.
But also in broken English. this guy doesn't. I don't know how the fuck they do it, but I'm like deathly afraid to say exact dates now. So I'll wait, see how this goes. But I just know that it, because of the level of that source, that it's in April, and I should have believed him the whole time. But multiple sources came to me saying the 23rd.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. And I know Gurman said, you know, nope to the fact that this was some sort of an inside job. But how else, dude, do you explain that I got this date from multiple sources? Kang gave the date. Love to Dream said the date. How do you explain it? And we all have different sources.
It's a good question. I don't know, John, but it is very weird. It is super weird that everybody said the 23rd and nothing happened. And it definitely seems like Apple was kind of screwing around. But I mean, is there a possibility that they could have moved it maybe? I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, but that's the thing. How could they have moved it if I was told April from the beginning? And that person has never been wrong. They never budged. They weren't like March and then told me that it got moved. Since the end of February, they said it was April.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. You're right. I mean, I definitely hope that if it happens, I mean, there's going to be an event. I have no doubt about that. Like, there's no way that AirTags get announced without an event because, you know, they're a big product. They're a new product, not a big product. Like,
one thing I will say is I think Ming-Chi Kuo was wrong with one of his reports. So he said that, he said the mass production for iPad Pro will start in the second half of April.
Yes.
I've been told that it started.
Why is, dude, why is there starting to be a split? There was like a brief period where everybody was agreeing on like when dates were happening, when we were getting products. But now it doesn't seem like that.
And if I'm not mistaken, Ming-Chi Kuo is kind of weird with his timelines, right? He's either like dead on or a little bit off, but it would be unusual for him to be off with this short notice. Like, usually if he's off, it's because he said something last year.
Yeah.
And just didn't update it. But he was like, mass production for iPad Pro starts in the second half to late April.
Was that Ming-Chi Kuo or was that Digitimes? Because now I can't remember.
It was Kuo.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, where is this shit? Did you see that video we got on Twitter?
No. What video?
Dude, the guy pronouncing Kuo for us.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fantastic video.
It's Kuo, right?
It's Kuo. Like the way we...
I thought it was like a G.
It's like the way that we read it on Google last week. Where is this video?
Yeah, wait. We got to find this.
Okay, here it is. I'm going to play it. Ready? Is everybody ready? Okay, we're ready? Okay, here we go.
Oh, FPT. Hey, John. So my name is Wei Wei, and I've been following FPT since Ask FPT was still a thing, way long before. And I think I can help with the pronunciation. So Guo Ming-Qi, you basically take GW as in like Gwen in Spider-Man. So you take Gwen, drop the EN, add an O. So you go Guo Ming-Qi. So it's not Kuo or Ko. So it's basically just Guo. And yeah. So I just really love your show and keep up the good work, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. I hope so. Yeah, I just love the journey show. I love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
What a great video, dude.
Well, it sounds like he's more of an FPT fan than an iUpdate fan. What's up with that? Like, can we just address that first?
Listen, man.
I've been watching FPT for years. Okay.
So, I don't make
so
the
you
rules.
Can pronounce Guo Ming-Chi. I can do that too. But so like, can you subscribe to my channel?
Yeah, we'll hold this as ransom. Like, hey man, I'll DM him.
Yeah, I'm just.
You could be in the episode, but you just have to provide proof that you're subscribed to Sam.
No, that was an awesome video. So yeah, it's like I said with the G, it's
super helpful.
Guo Ming-Chi. Guo.
Yeah.
Guo Ming-Chi. Okay.
So we were both wrong.
And you pronounce his last name first. So I guess an Apple Track artist.
What was his name? Wei Wei.
The guy who shared it.
Dude, I wish my name was Wei Wei.
Is that W-E-I? I guess he didn't spell it, probably.
Yeah, W-E-I. He spelled it in the tweet.
That's cool.
Weiwei.
Thanks, Weiwei.
He's from Taiwan.
Appreciate you, dude.
Oh, so does that, so Kuo is Taiwanese, right?
Yes. I mean, I believe that's the conclusion that we came
to. So Weiwei knows his shit then.
Yes. Oh no, this is definitely it. This is the definitive answer. So Guo Mingqi.
You're welcome, everybody else. We've all been saying it wrong.
So in the latest report from Guo Mingqi, Apple talked, okay, I'm just practicing for my next video.
Good.
Got to get it right.
But like the way he says it, the way the word, the way the name ends is so like authentic the way he said it. And I can't, there's a way he said it that I can't say it. Like, first of all, getting the Guo right is the first part. The second part is the way he was like, Guo Mingqi.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just we don't have the same dialect here. So
yeah, I sound like an idiot is the problem.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. And I hate getting people's names wrong too. Like, I feel so bad that I've just been mispronouncing Guo's name for like...
I have an idea.
Okay.
We'll clip Weiwei saying it and just overdub ourselves in every video.
I have to get it right. I know I believe in my ability to do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say Guo Mingqi. Okay, there we go. And everybody's gonna be like, dude, that's not how you say it. I'm gonna say, listen, I've got somebody on the inside. Okay. You don't know Weiwei like I do.
I bet he's freaking out right now. A whole segment about Weiwei. I wish my fucking name was Weiwei. Weiwei Prosser.
Legally change it.
I am. It's going to be Weiwei Prosser.
It's going to be no eyebrows Prosser tomorrow.
Shut up. God damn it. Oh, man. I'm going to look so bad.
Oh, God. It's going to be terrifying, dude.
I got myself some Barbasol.
What is Bar? Is that like
it's like plant? Old ass shaving cream, like old man shaving cream.
Sounds like insect
color. I got it because I want that typical like foamy look on my face when I shave it.
You're being so dramatic. You could just take like an electric shaver and do it.
Dude, I should make it not like a really close shave.
Yeah, because it'll take even longer.
But I did promise to shave it, not trim.
I mean, an electric shaver, you know, I think we're okay.
I mean, credit where credit is due. Karina tried her best. She was like, we can put like latex on your face and buy fake eyebrows and shave them off and fake this whole thing. And I'm like, Karina, babe, it's the internet. They will figure it out. Someone will see. Even though I'm doing it for real, there's still going to be people like, did you see? Did you zoom in, enhance on this part? It's fake.
I know. Everybody in my life for my shit has been like, you don't have to actually have to do it. Like, it doesn't actually matter. People will forget. And I'm like, have you seen the amount of tweets? Like, any tweet I send out, I get mentioned about it. And people are mentioning me. And I don't know why I'm so closely associated with your eyebrows, but like I get tweets about that too.
What do you mean? Because we're buds. We have a show together. We both made bets that we both got fucked in. And so now I have to shave my eyebrows. You have to make an OnlyFans. These are things that we promised the people, Sam.
I know. Oh no.
We were so sure. That's why this hurts. That's why this hurts so bad.
Okay. What can we bet for this next date? Because
no, I got nothing left. I got nothing. Somebody was like,
I count four limbs we could bet off.
Nah, somebody was like, bone hey, marrow? If you get this April thing wrong, you should shave your ball hair. But joke's on them, I shave my balls already. Every day. They're so smooth.
And, next week, we may have a product for you that may be interested in also attaining that level of... We will save it for next week. Thank you.
I'll save it for your OnlyFans.
Our ad agency. Oh my God.
Can I post my balls on your OnlyFans?
Dude, I'll take whatever I can get at this point. You just send me whatever you want to send and it'll go on the page.
What about, I mean, you know how this works. You almost got catfished a couple days ago. So why don't we just get some fake pictures from Google, make sure there's no watermarks on them, and post it on your OnlyFans?
Again, people are way too smart. They'll be like, there's no... But like, again, if I didn't show my face, dude, I can't. This is so much. I can't do this.
Dude, you should have... The picture that you posted a couple weeks ago on Instagram, you should have saved that. Put packaged up in a nice little bow, put in your pocket, saved it for later, and then posted it on your OnlyFans.
I mean,
you would have been out.
I feel like shirtless pics would be okay. Like, that's just...
Yeah, but that's the thing. You fucked yourself.
Yeah.
Because you already gave a shirtless picture for free to the public.
Should I delete the post?
So now you have to go a step past that.
Should I take the post down?
No, that doesn't count.
Paywall it?
Nope. Just be like, yeah, never mind about this.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, maybe AirTags will still come out. Maybe we'll see some products tomorrow.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, I will be so pissed. If I get fucked, I shave my eyebrows,
dude,
and then AirTags come out and you are safe.
Well, you're ballsy for doing it on the 23rd. I'm not doing shit until the 1st of April minimum, like at the earliest April 1st.
the marketing like side of my brain chose the 23rd because it just worked out. It was like, this is the date that I got wrong.
Yeah.
This is the day that everyone expected an event.
Yeah.
I should give them something on that day.
I mean, I get that. That makes sense. That will be fun. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to watching the vid. It'll be fun for the YouTube channel.
I'm glad it'll be fun for you.
Yeah.
Except I record the night before, so everyone will get the show tomorrow.
Yes.
But I'm actually shaving my eyebrows tonight.
You gotta sleep on it, dude.
Dude, I woke up and I like forgot that I was gonna do that.
Oh.
And I woke up and saw the Barbasol on the counter and was like, oh fuck, that's today. I'm not going to sleep with eyebrows.
Oh man. Have you ever had no eyebrows before? Is this a first?
No. Why would I? No. I've always had my wonderful eyebrows. Dude, Karina almost cried when I was like, babe, I have to actually do it. Because she's like, what if they don't grow back the same? Like, I really loved your eyebrows. What if, you know, something gets messed up and they don't grow back the same shape, which I don't know how that would be possible. But, I mean, it would be, she's so sad about it. And I was like, babe, if you're like really, really upset about it, I'll take the hit for the team and I won't do it. I mean, I'll disappoint literally everybody, but I won't do it if it'll upset you. And she's like, no, you have to do it.
Oh, wow. Like, yep, she's just sad. She's just trying to work on her acceptance of the situation.
Yeah.
Which is hard. Dude, acceptance is hard.
And she's starting to, but I don't think it's really clicked. Like, she thinks she knows what to expect and what I'm going to look like.
Yeah.
But when she sees me and knows that that's it, like, I'm stuck like that for a good amount of time, it's going to be so sad.
Just put a bag on your head, John. For like 6 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Just cut little eye holes out.
Oh, it's going to be so bad, Sam.
Dude, you're going to have so many videos where people are just going to click and be like new subscribers. You're probably going to lose subscribers. People are like, this is hard to watch.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. There's going to be so many people that see the episodes for the first time.
Yeah.
And they're just like, why the fuck doesn't he have eyebrows? And I just know that's going to be one of the top Googles about me. Like, why doesn't he have eyebrows? Why doesn't John Prosser have eyebrows?
Yeah.
And then they'll find it. That's what I mean. This is going to generate so many views because they're going to go back. It's going to be this whole story, continued storyline, or why doesn't he have eyebrows? And then they're going to go back and find the episode where I did it.
Views on views on views. We got to pay that. We got to pay that check.
Should I change my Twitter picture too? I feel like I just want to keep it. Like, I don't want to be eyebrowless everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think for tomorrow you should, of course, but like maybe not forever. Because that would
What do I do with the hair? I have two ideas.
Eyebrow hair? Oh, throw that shit in the trash, dude.
No, I have two ideas.
Oh, no.
I mail it to Cupertino.
John.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if I mailed it to Apple?
That is a biohazard.
Or I mail it to Mark Gurman.
No, that's so mean. Dude, he's such a nice guy. I'm not going to let you cyberbully him.
No, that's not cyber. You know, of all people, Mark Gurman would happily be like, yes, fuck this guy. I have his eyebrows.
No,
he was wrong and I have his eyebrows.
I can tell he would not enjoy that.
I'll put it in a shadow box.
Dude, ew. Nobody wants your eyebrows, John. Just throw them in the garbage.
Fuck you, dude. I have your address. I'll send it to you.
God, I swear to God, if I open my mailbox and your eyebrows are there, I will lose my shit.
I did tell you I was sending you a birthday present. It was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
And appreciate I got it. You a present. And I did tell you that I sent you a present that'll be there this week. What if it's my eyebrows?
Well, hopefully they're still attached currently, so then it cannot physically be that. But
no,
like,
it's a whole ruse just so you don't expect it.
Oh God. When
they're already gone, it's already in a package, it's shipped to you.
Wow, that would be incredible.
2-day shipping. You'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean I'd have the exclusive first look at JP's eyebrows. So
that'd
would
be so fucking gross.
Very valuable.
Dude.
Well, when's your birthday?
No, they're clean. I'm a clean
I
boy.
Need to know when your birthday is. Have you ever said
it's
it?
It's August 12th.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. Happy pre birthday.
Well, it's funny. Karina's birthday is August 10th and mine's on the 12th.
Oh,
so
nice.
We usually like pretend like we forget and then just do it on the 11th. We do both days on the, both birthdays on the 11th. Like, you know how in school when everyone, like they had one birthday party for everyone that shared a birthday in the same month.
Yeah.
That's basically what we did. It's basically kindergarten.
Did you get to bring in snacks when you were in grade school? When it was your birthday?
Yeah.
That was the best.
I feel like now that's a real bad hazard. Like back then, that seemed fun. But like if a kid brought snacks, I would be like, nobody fucking touches that.
Dude, I missed it. I feel like we're already part of that generation who's like, schools have changed since we were there. But they have. Well, you've been out of school for
like 30 years.
Yeah, a minute. But yeah, I just...
How long have I been out of school? Almost 10 years. Almost.
Does any part of you wish you went to college, or are you completely happy with where you are?
I'm completely happy.
Good.
I don't feel like good. I missed out.
That's really good.
In fact, if I went to college, I think I would have missed out on this.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would have been able to do both because my brain doesn't function that way.
Yeah, dude. It's very, like, I don't know. Like, I work all day today, and it's like, wait, how? You know what it was? I didn't spend as much time on my videos then. And that's been a little, like, epidemic I've had in my own mind. It's like, I've been having fun with the videos lately, but like, I will be honest, it has been kind of creatively draining to spend like an hour or two longer on editing than I normally do. And It's so worth it. And like, you're the one that keeps pushing me because I see your videos and I'm like, oh,
what?
I'm like, he did the animation with like the little stick figures. Like, how do I compete with this? And like, literally I've felt more compelled to be more interested in the editing, to spend more time. Cause like, I am totally that guy who's like, I want to film the video. I want to put it out immediately and I want to be done. And I've had a hard time adjusting to this morning schedule I'm on, because when Apple News drops, I just want to get at, I want to talk about it.
Yes,
I'm still,
especially when that's what you've done. Yes, it's like your instinct.
Yes. It's my instinct. I want to get it out immediately. And I will say, you were right. I've been running this test longer term, and videos that drop before 2 p.m. do significantly better than videos that drop after 6 because of.
And it's a nice little privilege we have because we're already established.
Yes.
Like, we don't have to be first. People will still care.
Exactly. And I've never realized that, but it's like.
That's a huge, by the way, that's a huge thank you to the audience, because without them, we couldn't do shit like that.
Yeah. Like, my Apple April event got like 82K views, and I think I put that out at like 1 or 2. So it's like,
and it was like days after, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a couple days after as well. So like, you're so right. Oh yeah, that's a really good point on top of everything else. Like, sometimes patience is good. I was also, wait, we got to talk about this. I just found my other video that I made, the Intel ads. You haven't talked about that yet.
No, I haven't. No.
Dude, have you watched them?
Yes, of course. It's, God damn it. I mean, okay, so it's a very, very, very smart marketing move.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very, very dumb ad. 5 ads, however many there are.
I think they're adding more too.
It's smart because we're all talking about it. And that's the point. It pissed people off, and the pissed people are talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason for this whole thing. So even though we think that they would be like, oh, wow, we regret this because everyone's mad about it. Uh-uh, dude. Everyone fucking loves that we're all mad and talking about it and that it was trending on YouTube and all that shit. I think the ads are pathetic. I don't think they mention the fact that they sort of pick Apple apart from angles where it has nothing to do with Intel, for one. It doesn't mention the chips at all. Two, there's a lot of Macs that are still promoted that are still being sold that have Intel chips in them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of dumb.
I agree.
And all the things that they ran, like all the benefits of quote unquote Intel that they mentioned in the ads, actually are zero benefits from Intel. It's all other PC manufacturers and their ideas and what they're doing, like the fucking flippable stuff.
Oh my God. Or
yeah, the big ass touchscreen on it. That's not an Intel idea.
No. It's literally not. That's what was
like
weird.
If Acer rolled this ad, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's funny.
Sure. Yeah, no, I agree completely. I mean,
this seems like a panic thing. Like, oh, fuck, M1, let's do this.
I've seen some people that are like, people are so butthurt. It's like, I'm not actually fucking butthurt about these. Like, it's just an ad. No. I don't actually care. But like, I have to make that clear because I am butthurt about it.
We could still have opinions. I hate that when people are like, oh, are you offended or why are you so hurt?
No,
by this?
It's no ridiculous. Hurt. Like, dude, the PC gaming one is the cringe. He literally says, oh, so you're a PC gamer. Like, you cannot say that unironically in 2021 and get away with it. Like, he unironically was like, and dude, and then he shows the PC gamer and it's a guy playing on a 13-inch screen with an Xbox controller. Like, they could have had the opportunity to slam dunk and be like, tons of people choose Intel to build their PCs with. And I'd be like, hell yeah, they do. A couple of my friends did. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a good use for Intel chips. But no, we're going to show.
Like, we think this is what a gamer looks
like. A guy in a laptop? Like it was so bad. And then the dual screens is a joke. I mean, they had so many good things to bust Apple's balls on. And I just think that they missed. That's my fundamental issue with these ads is they missed
exactly
time and time again. They colors, really? We're going to go after Apple for the colors. Like who? Well,
they can't do that for much longer.
What value does that bring? Like what marketing value is that? Like some, there's no way someone's going to watch this ad and that's going to be the ad that pushes them over the threshold. I mean,
they're definitely marketing these ads towards like the average consumer, right?
The most.
Maybe that's why they didn't mention tech specs like the chip, but, and they're just trying to get like the average everyday person with like, look, colors and it flips. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
But that's such a bad idea. 2-in-1 flexibility is dog shit, dude. It's a horrible idea.
I know.
It doesn't work.
But the PC does it, so that's cool.
I know. I mean,
this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity for Apple to clap back with some ads. I don't think they will because they typically don't like engage in like a back and forth like this.
No.
But it would be amazing if they got the PC guy.
I know.
What's his name?
I don't know his name. I looked it up the other day.
I feel like we know Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
But not the PC.
I didn't know. Apparently Justin was in movies. Apparently he was in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, he was an actor too. Might still
Justin be. Justin Long is his name.
And good for, dude, no hard feelings towards him, dude. Fucking take that money.
He's a bit of a traitor, but we'll take him back.
He's a traitor, but take the fucking money.
If he would truly be repentful, then he could come back.
Take that money, you traitor.
No, I was like, he's just the actor. Like, I don't know. I want to know.
Dude, if Intel, okay, okay. You're Sam Long, okay? Okay. You did the PC versus Mac ads back in the day, right? You're proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
Very iconic ad.
Yep.
Intel comes to you and is like, we'll pay you this amount of money. What would it have to be for you? Would it have to be double what you made before? Would it matter to you at all that you used to do ads for the other side?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean.
Would you do it? Would you do what Justin did?
Here's what I would do. I would reach out to Apple and say, I've got this offer from Intel. Are you interested in doing ads? If Apple didn't offer me any money or a counter amount, I'd go to Intel.
That's smart.
I would give the first client the privilege to work with me again. And I would do the same thing with sponsors if it was like a competing sponsor.
And it would give them a cool heads up being like, hey, Intel's planning this.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe it was like an NDA. I'm sure they made him sign an NDA because they probably didn't want Apple to know. But yeah, like Apple has a great opportunity. They should just like show the M1 doing common tasks versus a PC. But that's not how Apple's ads work. Apple's ads are all emotion driven. Yeah, just like
starting the computer for one.
Yeah, they're Apple's ads never has Apple ever mentioned a processor in an ad? No, never. Not one time, I don't think. Unless it's like
other than them going like, it has the new A14.
Yeah, but
they're not like, the A14 does this. No,
it's literally always seen as complimentary versus the reason you buy something. But Intel just doesn't, frankly, have much to offer. They are a chip maker. And the industry does not want to buy their chips anymore because their chips are not good.
Yeah, they have significantly less to offer day by day.
People that actually play games are going with Ryzen and AMD, and people that care about productivity are starting to trend more towards the Mac. Like, there's just not a better laptop. And like, it's so great to be able to say this because I haven't even used the PCs on the market. Every time I see one, it just reinforces that the M1 Mac is the best computer for anybody right now. Anybody in the world would be happy with an M1 MacBook Air.
Yeah.
It's just that good. Like, it is just that good. There's nothing else to be said.
I mean, that's the thing. They got Mac to deal with. They got the M1 chips. And this is the baseline M chip. This is just the baby.
The pea shooter.
They just started with this. So they have to deal with that. They have to deal with Apple. And they have to deal with AMD. So really, not you, but Intel should be starting the OnlyFans account because they're getting fucked from both ends. You like that?
Can I collab with Intel? Jesus.
Oh, dude. I mean, yeah, I don't think I said anything on Twitter or anything about that, but also I was sick. I just like dipped out for a few days, which was awesome. It was like, it's so cool that I can be sick and no one knows. Except now I had to record a podcast and I sound sick and I had to admit it, but I just dipped out and like, and it's crazy that we have that sort of like, as much as I feel like a lot of our life isn't private anymore, because we make it not that way, we share a lot, we say a lot of things, it's cool. I can just dip out of Twitter and no one will know.
Yeah, that is cool. I mean, I definitely have a hard time not working, and I'm trying to like get better at chilling more, which like was this weekend. But then I feel myself getting so stressed today when it's like, I haven't worked for a couple of days. I need to get a video out. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's
and once you fall out of that groove, yeah, it's like, it feels like you're chugging.
Exactly. It's harder for some reason.
I go through phases where like, I'm either working a lot or you don't fucking hear from me for months.
Yeah, I know. You literally just took so many months off last year.
Yeah, I'm shocked that like the audience even accepted me back and that I wasn't starting from like 20,000 views a video.
Yeah.
I literally, in my peak of my entire career, I was like, all right, see you later, and just left for months.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was moving across the country, but still, I was gone for a long time.
God, I don't want to move for a while again, even though I just moved.
Speaking of, is everything all moved in?
I think so. I got my new nice desk finally came in.
Oh yeah, your $18,000 desk.
You hear this?
I hear it.
Oh, now the mic's too high.
You want to hear mine? I'm afraid that all my wires are going to fall. Okay, if I start doing this and then you lose me in the connection, okay, it's because all the wires fucking pulled out. Okay. Can you hear that?
Barely. Yeah, I hear it.
It's real. Oh, wires are getting shorter. I'm bringing it back down. All right.
What standing desk
do you record
have?
Standing up?
Not usually. Not usually.
I have one. Oh, that's too low. Okay, can't move my legs. I put it like laid the desk right on my legs. I have one from FlexiSpot. I have two from FlexiSpot, both in the office. One is Karina's and one's mine.
Oh, wait, FlexiSpot? I've not heard of them.
You never heard of FlexiSpot?
Oh. Standing desk for the home office. It looks like that's all that they do. It looks really nice. Oh, I'll send this to my mom. She was looking for a good... She literally said, is there a stand desk with drawers? And here they are.
Did you,
mom? I found your desk.
They have a ton of shit there. Which one is yours? Herman Miller.
Yeah, I got the Herman Miller Logitech Gaming Collab black matte finish. I scratched it on the first day though.
Is this an ad? What, you scratched it,
dude? I set my damn. Oh. Okay, here's the thing. This is my bone to pick with Apple. I had dust on the bottom of my iMac stand, and I, you know how the metal is very sharp on the iMac. Mm-hmm. I also like killed my arm today with this because I bumped into it, and it like metal scraped against the desk because I was rushing to move it. I know. And I didn't think it would be that bad. It's not, it's really not that bad. It's only in certain lights. I'm working through the fact that I scratched it on day one, but yeah, it's a nice desk. I really like it. I will post on the Genius Bar Twitter a picture of my proper desk setup now as an upgrade to the initial. It's a lot. Oh, yeah. It's
the
a lot
picture
better.
You tweeted with the blankets everywhere.
Yeah, it actually looks super, super nice now. Cause I've got,
when I first moved here, I used just the moving boxes as a desk.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Dude, well, I moved from Ohio.
Yeah.
And so I left all my furniture because moving, like I contacted a bunch of moving companies, and moving all that furniture across the country is just as expensive as just buying new furniture.
Yeah, a few grand, right?
Yeah. So I said, fuck it. I left all my stuff there. And then I feel like I just ran away from an old life. I just left it. And then I bought new furniture.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
And I got a nightstand delivered, as you know, in the last episode where the phone call came in.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. That guy has no idea, probably.
Dude, I feel like we were different people in that episode. Jesus Christ. Because so much has changed.
Yeah. I feel like our egos have been taken down like 100%. We just sound sadder in this episode.
I know.
We're like, we have to do all this stuff now because we've made bad calls. Dude, I'm just so, I still can't believe that AirTags were still not out.
I know. And there's no other than me. Have you seen anybody reporting that they're on the way?
No.
That's scary. Not Kang, nobody.
What else happened this week? More iMac discontinuations. That was crazy.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, we said it earlier.
I know there are others saying otherwise, but I mean, it's looking real hairy in the iMac situation.
Okay, just to recap, because I do want to do a little segment called the weekly iMac update with Sam, where we focus. Well, no, for you too, because you're getting it too. We're getting it at the same time.
Yeah.
So here's the paper trail so far for the iMac. Apple obviously made the iMac Pro and they discontinued it, right? So the iMac Pro is gone. That's okay. That's just one thing. Now, this comes on the heels of you saying that the 2021 iMac would come in 5 colors. But remember, right before this, Mark Gurman said it wasn't coming till the fall. Now, privately,
correct,
you had told me you had heard maybe a bit sooner, but you know, probably not going to come. But then since then,
I made a promise to you. Yeah, I was like, if I hear anything about an iMac, I will tell you first.
So since then, you said the iMac is ready to ship, which is like, okay, let's play devil's advocate. John has said some things have been ready to ship before and they haven't.
Correct.
So maybe let's hold that. Years. Let's put a pin in that, right? So then just last
week. To be fair though, Sam.
Next
the
up.
Apple TV has been ready. I sent you pictures of it. The fucking dusty thing.
Clearly it's not ready enough because it's not out yet. So
God.
You know, the jury's out on that one.
I feel like that's very software based. I feel like they're working on something Apple Arcade-y and that's why we don't have it.
They probably are. But then since the iMac Pro got discontinued, since you said it's ready to ship, did you see that 9to5 Mac broke that story that it leaked in an Xcode crash log? So Apple is testing this guy named Dennis's app and it crashed on a Apple Silicon iMac with ARM inside.
Oh, SpaghettiO. Yeah, I saw your video.
So
about that.
That happened.
That's the only reason I know about that.
And that, yeah, because nobody else picked it up, which I'm like, that's literally Apple saying this is real. Like, you don't get more concrete than that. And then,
dude, I saw that shit, like your comments, because that you put confirmed in the title and people were shitting on you. What do you think that means?
Yeah, no, you,
the
word, you don't
the words
get
have meaning.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's that the thing you reported in the video is exactly what the word confirmed means.
Now, I will be honest. I have extrapolated from it before and been a little excited, but like that to the T, Apple said, we have this computer and you're not supposed to see this. And that's why they've been more careful to make sure those crash logs don't share. This was an accident. So then the day after that, we round out this segment with Apple discontinuing the 512 and 1 terabyte SSD storage configurations for the 21.5 inch model, not the 4K, not the non-4K, for every 21.5 inch iMac, no longer sold in those SSD configurations.
But that adds credence and weight to your theory that we get the smaller one first.
Yes. I have been waiting. Like, everybody knows that I want this computer. No source has jumped in the DMs and have been like, hey, I can confirm, just like a yes. I don't need specs. I don't need to know who you are. I just need to verify your identity, make sure you're real. But like, I am waiting for someone to be like, yes, one iMac is coming, or a iMac is coming. Like, every single thing.
That's what they did with the MacBook, points, right? We got the small MacBook Pro first.
There's the precedent. You just said it. I mean, to me, the iMac was updated in August of 2020. So the 27 inch, okay, fine. But like, I mean, there is a ton of evidence that this iMac is coming. I mean, it's just like here's my thing. To play Angel's advocate, because I'm going to do that to myself here. Why would Apple discontinue all this now? Why would Apple discontinue the iMac Pro now? They had stock. They could have let it trickle down. Apple never stops selling a product unless there is something new that comes out. We know this about them. This is why they don't comment on rumors or leaks, because they know if Apple goes, new iPhones in September 1st, whatever, then nobody's going to buy the iPhone for 2 months, because Apple confirmed that a new one's coming. Why would they discontinue all of these things now? The iMac Pro is one thing, but to do configurations that were probably pretty popular with the 21.5 inch iMac, that is super weird. I don't remember a time in history where they have done this for a computer.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, unless they're just ridding themselves of all the Intel shit because of those ads.
But this is like configure. I mean, maybe this storage, which isn't Intel, but I don't know. I am very convinced at this point that every single day they are giving us more evidence. Every day.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Keeping Up with the iMac with Sam. Thank you.
And that's the end of the show.
And that's the end of the show.
Dude, I mean, I think if we do get an iMac, your theory will be correct that we'll get a smaller one first and then the bigger one later.
I was told by someone that was feasible, that I trust, that is an outside person connected to things. But
is this a person that I know?
It would be someone that everyone knows, but is a scout's honor I don't share.
Right. Except I'm going to edit the name in.
No, we can't. Never know. Scout, this is a scout's honor I can't share.
I mean,
it's feasible. That's all I'm saying.
So I was told that because the bezels are shrinking, that our 27-inch iMac may end up being like 30 inches.
Yeah. Well, SonnyDixon.com, who is technically different than Sonny Dixon, like months ago, put out a report that said—
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Sonny on the show. I know Sonny. We should have him on.
What does that mean?
Sonny Dixon is the person, but there's different people that write for SonnyDixon.com.
Gotcha.
And he was the first guy that shared that the iMac was getting redesigned. Remember he said it was coming at WWDC?
Yeah, I remember last year.
A year ago?
Yeah, I remember last year in August when the iMac came out, everyone was expecting the iMac the month before that. And I was like, no, it's not coming till August. Back when my dates were accurate, I was like, no, it's not coming till August. And then I was like, no redesign as far as I know. And that was until then, a lot of people expected the redesign to happen then, but I was like, nope, no redesign. Yep. And it comes out, no redesign. They are really milking this one.
So
hopefully we get,
let's get Sonny on the pod. I'm going to reach out to him. Maybe he'll be on our next episode.
Okay. Sounds good. So then we can just have just a little bucket of inaccuracies on the show.
Great.
Cause you said it, what, at WWDC it was going to come out?
Yeah. He said that initially, but like,
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if not that it was going to ship, but they just showed us.
Yeah. I mean, Sonny's gotten a lot of stuff, right? I do not think that he was just doing that for the clout.
Oh, no, not at all. By the way, we're referring to WWDC last year.
Yes. Yes. Of 2020.
Not this year.
So yeah, we'll see. Okay. Let's talk to some people. Let's see if this event happens ever. Let's see if AirTags come out. Great.
Well, never mind. I was going to say something, but now maybe I shouldn't.
You got scared.
Yeah, I got scared. Okay.
Tell me after the show.
Okay. Okay. So if we get the event at the date, I think we'll be getting the event. We should be getting.
Don't say it.
we should be getting invites at some point, not too far from now.
Yes. Good.
That's the best way I could word it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm also terrified to say the date because
I know, dude. This fucked me up so hard that even though, like, nope.
Okay.
Not gonna do it.
Thank you guys for listening to the Genius.
If this is right though, I'll be more comfortable saying dates again. But for now, my butthole's puckered. Yes. I can't do it. All right.
All right, buddy.
I'll come back next week with more energy and not sickness.
Yeah, yeah. My voice won't crack as much next week. That'd be great. Cool. All right. It was great talking to you for this appointment. I will talk to you later, brother.
I love our show, I know, Sam. It's so fun. I love you. You beautiful.
I love
boy.
You too.
Looking forward to your OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Let me escape this OnlyFans hell.
Nope, I won't, and neither will anybody that follows
Fair.
You.
I mean, I
you
said
won't,
it.
You won't live this down.
Hey, I'm a man of my word.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.